From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Florida's second largest school district will ask local voters this fall to borrow $800 million. Broward County Public Schools wants the money to repair schools, complete buildings, and buy technology. But the bond referendum effort comes just a few years after corruption investigations and scandal. WLRN's Tom Hudson spoke with Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcie about his assurances that the money is needed and will be responsibly spent.
The hole got so large because if we look back to a very pivotal year, it was 2008-2009 that the state legislature reduced the millage rate from $2 per $1,000 worth of assessed property value to $1.50. That change eliminated about $1.8 billion worth of capital funding capacity over the last 6 years. So as a result, a larger portion of what we've had has been dedicated to debt service, leaving very little for capital needs. Capital needs being technology, school safety related items, and renovations on our facilities. We got over 32 million square feet of school space out here.
Superintendent, what's the bond load right now? How much debt does Broward County Schools have currently?
It's around, I guess I'd say somewhere around 240 or so million dollars at the current moment. That's I believe that's what the current debt level is.
We've got to ask you about fiduciary responsibility. As you know, the history of Broward Schools recently has been very troubled when it comes especially to construction and facilities financial management. 3 years ago, a state grand jury found, quote, reckless spending of taxpayer money, culture of corruption, little regard for quality, accountability, or fiscal responsibility. In all fairness, this predated your administration at Broward County Public Schools. But what kind of assurances have you put into place that you can tell voters this fall the $800 million that you are asking voters to borrow over the course of the next several years and pay back over the course of the next three decades will be responsibly spent?
We have made a number of reforms in the facilities area. We had an independent management review that was done where we modified all our contracts to ensure that they were structured to best protect the district. We've been changing our processes there. We've made leadership changes. This is a new board. I'm a new superintendent here. We've got a new management team. We will also put in place a citizens oversight committee that will include a broad cross-section of individuals in the community. We will do quarterly briefings and reporting out to them. The other piece that will occur is that we're going to be very transparent about what actually is going to be done at each school, exactly how the $800 million are going to be spent and where. It's a level of documentation and commitment that has never occurred in a district.
Superintendent, will you require multiple bids for the projects that would dip into this $800 million bond money if the voters approve of it?
Absolutely. That is the only way to go. We have to make sure that we're getting the best market pricing in terms of what it will cost to do this work. We're also going to make sure that we have the best quality that's available. We can't afford to do anything less. We cannot hold this district hostage. We cannot hold our students hostage to the behaviors of a few people that occurred in the past. We can't jeopardize their future because of what somebody did in the past. And our students deserve better. We're committed to giving them that.
And you can hear more of the interview with Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcie on the Sunshine Economy page at WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.